Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello there and welcome to another Irish Examiner Sports podcast. And as always, thanks so much for taking the time to join one of our shows. This week, I'm taking a break from my chats with GAA clubs around the world. But that doesn't mean that my wanderlust has been curtailed. Far from it, my guest is currently in Germany preparing for the start of the Women's Bundesliga. Hello to the Republic of Ireland international and FC Cologne star Amber Barrett. Amber, hope all is well with you in Germany.
Hello, Colm. Firstly, thank you for having me on. It's really been a strange couple of weeks and couple of months. And I suppose the whole nobody could have predicted what we would have went through the last couple of weeks. And thankfully, you know, it seems to be, the light seems to be coming up at the end of the tunnel for us. And hopefully by Friday, we'll have restarted our league again and kicked off against Wolfsburg.
Okay, so just to explain, Amber, you've been in Germany for the entire lockdown?
Yes. So after we played Montenegro in the women's qualifiers, I ended up going back to Germany that weekend because I was due to have a game on the Sunday. And got back on the Thursday evening, and by Friday everything was starting to shut down. So I was a little bit unfortunate I wasn't able to get home, but that was the same for a lot of people as well.
So how have you been filling your time since then? And of course, huge uncertainty as to when, if indeed football was going to return this season.
Yeah, I suppose, Colm, I think nobody could have expected what has happened the last few weeks and few months. And I suppose when, you know, at the kind of the start of it, I was, you know, in my head, I was like, well, this is only going to last a week or two and then things are going to start to get back to normal. But it seemed to just, you know, prolong all the time. And I think then I started, the little bit of doubt kind of crept in. And I was like, well, you know, the borders started to close. They were restricting flights from the airport out to Ireland and different things. And things nearly overnight, everything changed. And I suppose my own thing was that, you know, I nearly kind of left it too late to kind of try and get home. But with the club, you know, they had asked the players to stay because they wanted us all to be here because they just didn't know when things were going to get kick-started again. I suppose, like everybody, we've had training programs to do and we've had work to send in to the coaches, you know, to make sure that we were keeping on top of ourselves. Because, you see, until we actually got confirmation that the league was going to be cancelled, you know, we had to be in the mindset, you know, that we were going to play at any given day and any given weekend. They might just give us a call and say, look, we're back training this weekend or whatever. So thankfully I was able to keep very, very busy.
In relation to those first couple of weeks, Zoom training and the likes of that, how challenging did you find all of that, Amber?
Very challenging, Colm. I suppose I'm very good away from home and I'm able to stay away from home. And, you know, I don't usually get very homesick, but I must say I was extremely homesick. And I think that's just one of those things that happens when, I suppose, you have something that's a threat to everybody's health. And it's just one of those crazy, crazy things. And it was just at the start, I was kind of finding it difficult because I was like, of course, I wanted to be home, but, you know, Cologne wanted us here. And of course, it was always that kind of look, can I go home? Can I not go home? But I think now when I look back, it would have been a very difficult, because I would have been over. I would have had to isolate for 2 weeks. If I had to come back, I'd have to isolate for 2 weeks. And, you know, I think it nearly kind of just worked out better the way it was. And thankfully, with the likes of FaceTime and WhatsApp calls, I was able to keep in touch with my family and see my mum and dad every day and things like that. And that just makes it a little bit easier as well.
Okay, well, we'll talk about home in a few minutes' time. Who do you live with in Germany? Are you living with other members of the team?
No, I live alone in Germany. I live just out about 10 minutes away from the training ground.
So good access in terms then of if you want to go for a walk or a run or anything like that. Are you well set up in that regard?
Yes and no. I suppose the only thing I wasn't able to do, they closed a lot of the pitches that were, you know, around and everything. So the parks were really the only kind of place to go and run. But I found a few little areas out the back where, to be honest, were just as handy. So bar getting access to maybe a football pitch, maybe to do your own little bit of training, I had everything I needed.
So paint the picture, though, of the last, we'll say, 2 weeks when the Bundesliga, of course, returned last weekend, massive television audiences for that. And then was it shortly after that the women's competition was given the green light for next weekend?
So I think it was around 2 weeks ago that when the men's officially got the green light, there had been a lot of talk that the women's league wasn't too far away from, you know, ticking all the boxes that needed to be ticked to be given the go ahead. And to be honest with you, even though the men's got the go ahead, I think there was still a waiting game to see how the first weekend actually panned out. And I think it was only, I think it was Tuesday last week that we got the official, the government said that we could play our games. I think there's still a few little things to sort out with the DFB and with the clubs, like, but there's nothing to stop us now to play, you know. So it's really been that, and it was one of those that at one stage we were kind of like, no, we were hearing about different leagues across the world that were being pulled and being cancelled, and even I think the Women's League in Austria ended up being declared null and void. And, you know, that's so close to Germany, we were kind of thinking we were going to go the same way as that. And I suppose it was only up until a couple of weeks ago that even some of the players from other teams in the German league had returned back to Germany. And that was just, you know, I think in everybody's head, it was like, well, nobody's going anywhere until we actually know what's going on. So I think after the men's first weekend went so well, I think, you know, because the plan had already been in place, that they were able to say, well, you know, we're going to give the women's the green light as well.
Okay, so what has changed for you then in terms of preparation since that green light has been given? I presume testing is very much to the forefront.
Well, we basically, about 2 weeks ago, we got literally on, I think it was the Thursday afternoon, we got a text into our group chat to say that by the Friday we would be back training in two groups of nine. And of course, you know, that had just, you know, changed so quickly. So obviously we were delighted with that. And I think after the next couple of days, we had our first test, and we basically were not allowed then to take part in full team, full contact training until we had at least two corona tests that tested negative both times. Any player that was found to be positive would have to self-isolate. And thankfully this morning we had our fourth test in the last 10 days. And again, everybody was negative again. So it's been really, really positive in that front. And we've been collectively training full throttle since, I think, last Wednesday just passed. And since last Friday now, we have been in I think this is one of the criteria that had to happen as well. It happened with the men's league. But basically, we went into what they call like a quarantine week together, nearly like a little training camp, I suppose. So we've went to a little place just outside Cologne. So we're training here for the week. It's like a sports school, but, you know, it's a terrific setup, and we're all into each other, and everything we need is there. And it's great that way to have the facilities. But I suppose the only thing that's been repetitive has been the testing. And I think we play our first game on Friday and our next test is on Thursday, you know. So in terms of the testing, we've been extremely well looked after in that way. And results for this morning have already come back, and it's just been so quick, and everything's been, you know, met front on.
Everything that can be done obviously is being done. How do you feel about the entire thought of going back playing full contact against opposition next weekend?
Honestly, I think if you had said to me a few weeks ago, I would have said, God, I don't see how that's going to be possible and everything like that. And I suppose now when I've just seen how everybody has acted and how the testing has been undertaken and how everybody has just stepped up to the plate. And when I say that every single person in the club has a role, it's so evident in times like this what they do and how useful and good they are to the club. And we've been so lucky with everything like that. And I suppose the only I suppose, negative to it is that we have to play so many games in such a short period of time. So I think one of the agreements was that they wanted to have the league completed by the end of June. So we will begin next week against Wolfsburg on the Friday, and between then and I think the 28th or 29th of June, we have to play the remaining seven games. So having eight games to play in that short space of time is, it's a tough ask on, you know, physically, but it's also a tough ask mentally as well. And, you know, going from training 8-9 weeks at home on your own. And yes, look, we were doing loads of running and we were doing loads of workouts and strength training and all that for, you know, using what we had. But you can't really replicate certain match situations on your own. And I think that's been a little bit difficult in the intensity in training, you know, going from doing your certain bit then to going into team training. And it's just a completely different intensity and it's a different type of training. And I think that's one of the concerns that I know was raised a couple of weeks ago when the men's league was looking to resume, was that they made them aware. They said there will be injuries and there will be, because your body can only take so much and under such a short space of time to have so much pressure and stress put on it. I think even from the first weekend of the men's league, there was a reported 10 muscle injuries between the six games. And, you know, that's huge. And I think it's just going to keep increasing. But honestly, I think if it's the best opportunity we have to play the games and see out the season, and to do it, I suppose everybody's in the same boat.
What's been the feedback in general in Germany, Amber, to the men's Bundesliga returning in terms of the lack of crowds, and are the German population very much behind the return of football?
Absolutely. I think it was very clear from Germany that they made the statement, I think a few months ago, that football wasn't going to return until it was safe to do so. And I think Germany have handled the whole coronavirus extremely, extremely well. They've kept the numbers low, and the deaths have been low as well. And you're not going to prevent people getting it. And unfortunately, you're not going to prevent people from passing away either. But I think it's really, really important that they set out their plan early days, and they knew that the crowds weren't going to be a thing. And even I think there's talk of it in some leagues into early next season as well, that the crowds will be a thing. So it's just one of those now that, because there's so many people are behind it, and I think the first weekend it went extremely well, that everybody's just looking forward now to the next.
In terms of, you mentioned WhatsApp group there in the club, I presume you're on some sort of an international WhatsApp group as well. What's the word from the other girls on the squad, not just in Germany but across Europe?
Yeah, I suppose they've been one of the main things is they've been really, really interested in how our league is going to pan out. And I know from talking to a couple of them over the last few weeks that there's been a lot of talk of the league in England isn't going to go ahead. Now that's not 100% confirmed, but you know they were just kind of asking, you know, what is it actually like in Germany, and how are you back training, and what are you doing, and you know, and all that. And I suppose there is a bit of a difference between places in Germany and the UK. In that front, like it's been so different everywhere. And you know, Ireland, I know with the Women's National League, they've put it off until I think the end of June, and there's a big possibility that will be further extended as well. They've been extremely interested in how it is over here and you know how we're doing it, but it just depends on the country and the situation and if it's manageable. And fortunately in Germany it has been manageable.
We mentioned your mom and dad a little earlier, and obviously your dad is the Donegal under 20 manager, and I believe your brother is the Donegal under 17 manager. So they were preparing for a busy summer.
Yes,
things
for sure.
Very quiet for them now.
Yeah, it has been quiet for them. I suppose Luke will have to decide on the future of many of his leaving certs now, since the teachers have been given the green light to give the predicted grade. So I think that has taken up much of his time. Obviously dad's a guard, so he's very, very busy at the minute, and he's, of course, he'd miss the football, and his team were knocked out unfortunately before the whole corona kicked in. But at the same time, you know, he'd be looking to get back in and doing football and going to watch matches again. So it's, as I said at the start, it's a crazy time for everybody, and you just couldn't have planned it.
But everyone at home is safe and well?
Yes, everybody at home has been well. I think Dad and my brother Kane being at home all the time have driven my mother around the bend. But other than that, I don't think there's any problems.
Very good. Amber, we're going to have to leave it at that. Thank you so much for joining us from Germany. And we wish you the very best of luck this weekend when the action resumes in the Bundesliga.
No bother, Colm. Thank you. And I do apologise about the line as well.
Thanks again for joining us on the Irish Examiner Sports Podcast. And don't forget, you can read the full Irish Examiner and every supplement just as they are printed, anytime, anywhere, on your phone, your PC, or your tablet, using our e-paper. Just visit irishexaminer.com/e-paper for all the details.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.